kids. Welcome to Chapter 4 of The Good Eggs in the Community. For the next 2 months, the eggs will have a very special assignment. They'll be serving at a food bank. What's that, you ask? Well, let's peek in on the eggs and find out. The sun peeked through the clouds and began to melt the remaining ice and snow that had blanketed Albumin. As Reggie and Gregory were walking to school, they began to discuss their favorite sport, baseball. I love winter, but I'm glad that we'll start practicing baseball soon, said Gregory. We didn't get to play last year because we were away on our trip, but at least we got to play a game in Japan. That sure was fun, replied Reggie. We'll probably need some extra practice this year to get back in shape. Probably. We'll see what Coach Flo says. She should be holding her baseball meeting soon. The boys arrived at school and took their seats in the classroom. Meg and Sigourney were already there and waved to their friends as they saw them come in. Benedict walked in and sat next to Reggie. Reggie looked over at Benedict and began to laugh. Benedict, is that your stomach? Didn't you eat breakfast this morning?
Reggie, I'm starving. I woke up late and didn't eat any breakfast. Do you have anything to eat?
No, I don't. You'll have to wait till lunch, replied Reggie. The bell rang and Miss Poach addressed the class. Good morning, children. Please take out your geography books and turn to page 140. Miss Poach began teaching. Right in the middle of the geography lesson, a loud disruptive could be heard in the classroom. The eggs turned and looked at Benedict, whose face was as red as a beet from embarrassment.
I'm sorry, that's my stomach. I didn't have time for breakfast this morning.
Well, Benedict, this seems like a good time to talk about the next part of our ambassador program, said Miss Poach. I was going to wait till after lunch, when everyone was nice and full. But since you seem hungry right now, maybe this is a better time. Our next ambassador program involves food.
Oh, Miss Poach, are you going to give us some food, please? I'm starving.
No, Benedict, I'm afraid you'll have to wait until lunch to eat. But we are going to talk about those who do not always have enough to eat. Did you know we have a food bank right here in Albumin to help those who cannot always afford to feed their families? It also serves our surrounding towns. It's called the Albumin Breakfast Stop, but it's not just for breakfast. It provides meals of all kinds, but it started out as a morning breakfast stop for the hungry.
Really? There are hungry people right in our own town? Asked Reggie.
Yes, replied Miss Poach, our own town and outside of our town. On Saturday, we'll meet at the Albumin Breakfast Stop for a tour and to find out how we can help. It's on the north side of town just past the fire department, 9 a.m. sharp. Miss Poach handed out flyers of information so the eggs could show their parents.
Miss Poach, do we have to go? Asked Benedict.
Why, Benedict, I'm surprised at your question. You've been doing such a great job being a good ambassador, and now you don't want to participate? What's wrong?
Nothing. I just don't want to go.
Benedict sunk down in his chair and wished he could be invisible, but he could feel the stare of his friend's eyes piercing him. Sigourney knew something was wrong and quickly took the attention off Benedict. She raised her hand and asked a question.
Miss Poach, are we going to have homework tonight?
She turned to Sigourney and replied, Yes, class, please answer the first 10 questions on page 146. It will be due tomorrow. Miss Poach continued with the geography lesson, and a few hours later the lunch bell rang and the eggs headed for the cafeteria. Sigourney took a seat next to Benedict at the lunch table.
Benedict, what's going on with you? I thought you liked being an ambassador.
I don't want to talk about it, Sigourney.
Benedict got up and went to an empty table to sit alone and finish his lunch. Sigourney knew this wasn't the right time to speak with him, so she would try again later. The next morning at school, Coach Flo made an announcement over the PA.
Good morning, eggs. This is Coach Flo. I want to let you know that tomorrow after school, we will begin practicing for our upcoming baseball season. I know last year we missed our season due to our trip around the world, so we'll need a few extra weeks to get in shape. We want to bring back that first place trophy. See you tomorrow.
Gregory and Reggie slapped each other a high five. "I knew we would start practicing soon," said Gregory.
"It's going to be a great season," commented Meg. "I'm excited."
"Benedict, do you think we can bring that trophy home like Coach Flo said?" asked Sigourney.
"I don't know. I don't think I'm playing this year."
"What? Not playing?" questioned Reggie. "Why?"
"Just because."
Benedict was irritated. He opened up one of the textbooks and began to read, ignoring Reggie. The next day at baseball practice, Benedict did not show up.
"Does anyone know if Benedict is planning on playing this year?" asked Coach Flo.
"He said he wasn't, but I think he really wants to.
Something's bothering him, Coach," offered Sigourney.
"Okay, I'll try to talk to him soon. Now line up for your uniforms and positions."
The practice lasted 2 hours, and the eggs were exhausted as they took a seat in the dugout.
"Not bad today, considering we're a little rusty. Not bad at all," remarked Coach Flo. "We'll improve a little each time we practice, and soon we'll be ready for a championship season."
As Coach Flo was walking back to the school, Benedict came running from behind.
"Coach Flo, I'm sorry. I missed practice."
Coach Flo stopped and looked at Benedict. "I heard a rumor you weren't playing ball this year. Is this true?"
"Well, I need to ask you something first. Do you remember Sonny from the apartment building? We delivered school supplies to him and his family with Operation Egg Equip."
"Yes, I remember. Isn't that the egg you made fun of at your old school where you used to live?" Benedict hung his head.
"Yes, and I'm not proud of it. I still feel bad about how I behaved, but..."
Benedict looked up at Coach Flo with pleading eyes.
"If you let him play on the baseball team, I promise to get him to all the practices and teach him how to play. Please, Coach Flo, this is one way I can make up things to him. Please."
Coach Flo held her hand up to stop Benedict's begging. "Are you sure you can get Sonny to all of our practices? He lives outside of town, you know." Benedict shook his head eagerly and said,
"Yes, yes, my mom and I will pick him up."
"And are you sure you will help him and listen to me with any instruction?"
Again, Benedict shook his head. "Yes, Coach, yes, please."
"Okay, Benedict, go tell Sonny he's part of the team. I can't guarantee he'll play much, but we'll see how he does at the next practice." Coach Flo patted Benedict on the back.
Thank you, Coach Flo, you're the best."
He gave her a quick hug and ran off. Saturday morning arrived and the eggs met at the Albumen breakfast stop at 9 a.m. Miss Poach and Coach Flo gathered the group and led them into a large room with a screen.
"This reminds me of the room at Operation Egg Equip," said Reggie. "I wonder if we're going to see a movie here too."
Just then a familiar face walked in.
"Mr. Crackle, I thought you were the operations director at Operation Egg Equip. Do you work here too?" asked Coach Flo.
Mr. Crackle chuckled.
"Well, in addition to my greenhouse and Operation Egg Equip, I also volunteer here at the Albumen breakfast stop one Saturday a month. Today is my day, and I'm going to show you a short video about the operation."
"You sure are a busy person," said Gregory.
"I believe it's important to give back to the community, especially since I have been so fortunate in my life," replied Mr. Crackle. "I enjoy giving my time, and I'm proud to see that you eggs are participating in this ambassador program."
"Wait a minute, aren't we missing someone? I remember the inquisitive fellow who bought flowers from my greenhouse. He's not here."
"I'm afraid he's not coming," softly informed Miss Poach.
"Well, that's too bad," said Mr. Crackle.
He continued to give the history of the Albumen breakfast stop. "This place began as a tiny restaurant that served breakfast for the community. However, when hard times hit the area and unemployment settled in, it quickly turned into a place where anyone could come and get a hot meal, even if they couldn't afford it. The owners expanded beyond breakfast, and now we serve 3 meals a day, all made possible by the donations of others." Mr. Crackle proudly pushed play to start the video.
"That's wonderful," said Coach Flo. "This is a great place. I know from experience."
"What do you mean, Coach Flo?" asked Meg.
Before Coach Flo could answer, the video started. It began with the history that Mr. Crackle talked about, and it progressed into modern day. Near the end of the video, it showed a family from several years ago receiving food in the dinner line. The mom, dad, and young son waved to the camera. The eggs focused intently on that scene in the video. Finally, Meg said, "Hey, I think that's Benedict and his family from a few years ago. Yes, it looks just like them, but a little bit younger."
"Oh my, it sure is," said Sigourney.
"Now I understand," said Miss Poach. "Benedict is obviously uncomfortable to be here because at one time his family was in need of food. We have to talk to him."
The video ended and Coach Flo stood up. "I'll talk to him. None of you know this about me, but at one time my family needed food too. I was about 10 years old and the Albumin breakfast stop helped us out for a while until we could get back on our feet. That's why I said I know this is a great place from my own experience."
Sigourney then stood up. "Coach Flo, a few years back, my family needed help for a while, too. This place really came through. Can I go with you to talk to Benedict?"
"Yes, of course. Once we tell him our stories, maybe he won't feel so embarrassed. We need to tell him that there's nothing to be ashamed of."
The room fell silent for a few moments as they realized how close to home the problem of hunger could be. Finally, Mr. Crackle got up and said, "Come on, everyone. Let's continue with the tour." They followed him into a large room with a conveyor belt.
"This looks like the assembly line," said Reggie.
"That's right," replied Mr. Crackle. "On some Saturdays, you'll be packing food boxes to be delivered to those in need. We put a variety of canned goods like beans, corn, and carrots, along with some pasta, peanut butter, and other nutritious items in each box."
"Cool," said Reggie.
Mr. Crackle continued, "Now let's move on to the next room. It's where we serve the food." He led the group into a large cafeteria-style room, complete with over 50 long rectangular tables. The enormous kitchen was filled with volunteers getting the lunch menu prepared.
"Our volunteers rotate every day. We appreciate them very much. Without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to run this place."
"There sure are a lot of good eggs in Albumin," observed Sigourney. "It makes me feel good that I live in such a generous community."
"And we are part of that community, Sigourney," added Miss Poach with a smile. "We also need to do our part."
"We sure will," exclaimed Reggie. "I can't wait to get started next Saturday."
The tour ended with some punch and cookies in the volunteer break room. As the group sat around the table finishing their snacks, their thoughts turned to Benedict.
"I hope we can get him to feel better about being here," said Sigourney as she looked at Coach Flo.
"Maybe if we encourage him, he'll decide to come with us."
"We'll talk to him next week." Coach Flo nodded with understanding.
The week ahead was filled with schoolwork during the day and baseball practice after school. The eggs were busy doing both. As promised, Benedict brought Sonny to every practice.
"We're glad Sonny is here with us, Benedict," said Gregory as he watched Sonny miss catching a fly ball in the outfield.
"He's a great kid and he seems to be learning the game quickly. He'll get the hang of it."
"I know," replied Benedict. "He loves baseball. He just never really got a chance to play. I'm so glad Coach Flo agreed to let him on the team."
As practice ended, the eggs gathered the equipment into the dugout and sat on the bench to listen to Coach Flo.
"Eggs, you had your best practice today. You worked together as a team, and I think we're ready for our first game in a few weeks. How do you feel about it?"
"I feel great," beamed Sonny.
Coach Flo smiled at him and searched for some encouraging words.
"Sonny, you're improving every time I see you practice. Keep up the good work."
"Thanks, Coach," smiled Sonny.
Benedict gave him a pat on the back.
Just then, Miss Poach walked up.
"Hi, Miss Poach, you're just in time. We just finished practice."
"In time for what?"
nervously asked Benedict.
"Miss Poach, why are you here?"
"What's going on, Coach?"
Miss Poach gently walked into the dugout and sat on the bench beside Benedict.
"Benedict, we want to talk to you about something. Last week at the Albumin breakfast stop, we saw a short video on the history of the place."
I have to go, Miss Poach. I'm sorry. I have to get Sonny home. Come on, Sonny."
Benedict tried to quickly get up and began to leave the dugout. Sonny had a confused look on his face.
"Benedict, sit down, okay?" said Coach Flo.
He reluctantly sat down beside Miss Poach.
"As I was saying, we know when you were younger, your family required the assistance of the Albumin breakfast stop. And that's the reason you didn't want to be an ambassador for them. Is that right, Benedict?"
He sat silently for a moment as he shuffled his foot back and forth in the dugout dirt. Finally, as tears flowed down his cheeks, he answered,
"Yes, it's true. It was for about a year. When I lived outside of town, my dad lost his job,
and we had trouble making ends meet. I knew we were in that video, and as I got older, I felt embarrassed about it. But then my dad got a better job and we moved to Albumin. Things are okay now. I would like to forget about that year. Miss Pooch took out a tissue from her purse and gave it to Benedict. There's something else you don't know, he continued as he loudly blew his nose.
What is it, Benedict? Asked Reggie. You can tell us anything, okay? We're your friends.
Well, I didn't want to be an ambassador at the Albumin breakfast stop because I was embarrassed, but also because I used to see Sonny there. When my old friends and I made fun of him, it was because he dressed in ragged clothes and his family had to receive a donated box of food. The truth is that I also got one of those food boxes. He turned to Sonny, who still had the same confused look on his face.
Sonny, I told you before how sorry I was for making fun of you, but I want to tell you again. I thought if you played baseball on our team, that would make up for me not going to the Albumin breakfast stop and also help you do something you always wanted to do.
I guess I messed up again.
Sonny took Benedict's hand.
Benedict, I told you that it's okay. I forgave you when you delivered the school supplies to my apartment, and I forgive you now. I know you're sorry, and I'm so happy I can play baseball with you, even if I do drop the ball all the time.
Benedict cracked a half smile.
Hey, I got you to laugh, teased Sonny.
Coach Flo and Sigourney got up to speak to Benedict.
Benedict, I got food from the Albumin breakfast stop when I was a kid, said Coach Flo. My family and I were really grateful that they helped us through a tough time.
Me too, confessed Sigourney. Benedict, sometimes we might need a little help, and it's a great thing that there are organizations to lend help to those who need it.
Coach Flo? Sigourney? You got food from the Albumin breakfast stop too?
Benedict was stunned.
Yes, they both answered together.
Benedict, my family still gets a food box from them once a month, said Sonny, and I'm really happy when they deliver it because it helps us a lot.
My mom's getting a promotion at work soon, so we may not need it much longer, but we're sure glad it's there now.
I especially like the animal crackers, Sonny giggled.
I guess I've been looking at this all wrong, realized Benedict. My family needed some help, and we got it from a great organization. I shouldn't be embarrassed or uncomfortable. I should be helping them out because they helped me out, right?
Of course, Benedict, now you get it. They made a difference in your life, so now we must try to make a difference in someone else's life, said Miss Pooch.
How about it? Will you join us there tomorrow morning?
I'll be there, 9 a.m. sharp,
he said with a huge smile.
My family's going to be there for breakfast tomorrow too, said Sonny.
Hooray, the eggs shouted as they ended the practice with a group hug.
Well, we found out some things today, didn't we? Benedict, Coach Flo, and Sigourney's families all needed a helping hand at one time with food assistance. They were glad to be helped through tough times, and now they're helping others. What about you? Do you know any organizations in your area that help people with food? It would be nice to take a tour, volunteer, or even bring them some canned goods. You'd be helping someone too, and that would be really awesome. I'll see you next month when the eggs finish up their service at the Albumin breakfast stop. And I wonder what will happen with that baseball game. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a good egg.
To learn more, visit www.thegoodeggs.org. You'll find information on the Good Eggs book series, lesson plans, word search and crossword puzzles, and more. You can also learn about the Good Eggs Foundation and how we serve our community. There's a lot to see on our website, so be sure to check it out. That's www.thegoodeggs.org. Thank you.